This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
All right, welcome back. Let's get right into it. We join up now with the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Tab Ramos. Tab, thank you very much for being patient through that commercial break. And appreciate having you on the show as always.
Hi, Glenn. Good to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you on. Well, let's talk about the business that occurred today here with Tim Parker. I know last week on the show you said we're hopeful to get a center back signed here. You got it done. You got to be pretty happy about getting Tim Parker.
Yeah, I think we said on your show last week that we'd have likely three announcements in the next 7 days. And, you know, we added two players and a coach, right? So there's three announcements, as promised.
I love it.
No, at this point, we're very, what's that?
I said I love it. I love the way you predicted it and you followed through. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you never know, because these things take a long time. You know, all these situations, and when you have to, in us bringing, you know, players in, you know, the situation with Tim Parker has been ongoing, you know, for a while. You know, he's a player that we expressed our interest to the Red Bulls as soon as their season ended, which was about a couple weeks after ours. So it's been a while. So I'm glad that we have that behind us now, and that we have, you know, such a great leader and someone who plays that position so well in the back, and who fits into the way we want to play really well.
Tab Ramos joining us, the head coach of the Houston Dynamo. Listen to these signings: Fafa Pico, Joe Corona, Maxi Arruti, now Tim Parker, Tyler Pasher, coming from Indy 11, and of course a very experienced assistant coach in Martin Vazquez. Take us to Maxi Arruti now, because you're really stockpiling a lot of quick, athletic, and mobile-type strikers now.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, you know, when you look at all the players that we signed, there's one quality that they all have that I think it's really important, in particular for me. You know, I think if I were to look at the careers of all these players that we brought in, I don't think you can find any moment during their careers when they quit on a play, or they quit in a game, or that they weren't trying their hardest for their team to win. And I think that's a really important quality, and in particular for a club like ours, as we're trying to build on the field and change a little bit of the mentality off the field. I think these are, you know, five players that I think bring a lot to the table, both on and off the field.
Tab Ramos joining us here. Now, are these players, Tab, that, you know, you wrote down on a piece of paper that you've targeted and you've gone after and acquired, or is it a combination of that and then all of a sudden maybe somebody comes available that really might fit your system perfectly?
Well, I mean, Fafa was certainly our number one target as soon as the season ended, because we felt that we needed to replace speed. And there's very few guys who have it. And there's no way to train for it. And so whenever you can, you know, you can go after a player who has speed and unmatched speed, which is the case in, with Fafa, I think we needed to go after that hard and try to make that happen. So that was one, certainly. And then the rest of the players, you know, Pasher, I've been following really for about 2 to 3 years. I've been watching him play. You know, being the U-20 coach, I had an opportunity to watch many USL games, just following other guys, and a couple times I got to see Pasher play, because he played on the opposing team of players I was watching, and he always impressed me, and I always thought, you know, if I ever get a chance to coach an MLS, that's a player that I want to bring. And, you know, on top of it, he had a great season this year in the USL, and I thought it was the perfect time for him to make the jump, and, you know, and he agreed, and he was happy to come. So definitely one we wanted. And the case for Arruti is the same. I mean, he's not necessarily your typical number nine that scores all these goals every year, but he's the hard worker who will get the goals. And, you know, if you surround him with players of the type of speed that we're going to have, up top. I think that he'll find himself in front of goal a lot, and he'll help us with our press as well. And then Tim Parker, obviously, is a very important piece. I think, you know, and I think I called it a fundamental piece, but he really is, because as you look at the future for this club, and obviously as a coach, you never know how long you're going to be at a club, because, you know, you inevitably depend on results. But what I can say about Parker is that this is a player, sometimes it's a player that can have years and years at a club and create a culture on his own. And I think Tim Parker is one of those guys. I think he's a main piece for any club, and I feel we're very, very lucky. The Houston Dynamo is very lucky to have him.
Yeah, and as a college coach, Dave Mazur, who I know you know from St. John's and being in New Jersey like me, says just a lot of tremendous things about him from a leadership perspective, what he demands out of himself and others. And you had mentioned you need a leadership-type guy there, so you've got that guy. Kenny on Twitter said, 3 DP spots for the Dynamo, will they all be filled? That was his question.
The answer to that is I don't know at the moment. You know, I think we're going after a couple pieces at a time. I think we're sort of starting to glue the team together, and we're starting to see what it looks like. We couldn't really be going after at the moment, let's say, a big DP when we weren't really sure what the holes were going to be when we were done with some of the things that we knew we could do. Because, you know, ultimately, obviously, we can always be complaining about the things we can't do or the players we cannot sign because maybe they're too expensive. And instead of focusing on that, I wanted to really focus when the season ended on the things we could do. And so we're doing all the things that we can do so that at the end, maybe we can do that one thing that's a little extra that will put us and set us over the top. And I think everyone is open to that, but I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Fair enough, Tab. Tab Ramos joining us, Houston Dynamo head coach. You got the college draft coming up. I know you've probably done a lot of work with your staff on that. What are your hopes going into this draft?
Yeah, I mean, now that we have obviously that we signed Parker, it puts us at ease a little bit because this has been delayed now for a while. You know, this signing, and we didn't want to go into the draft without this having happened because it would put a lot more pressure on us to draft a center back. And not only that, because drafting a center back is not really the most important piece. The most important piece would be that we would have been drafting a center back and immediately would have to put pressure on this center back to learn quickly and play and make a difference and be good. And that's not a good scenario normally for a college player. So now it gives us a little bit of peace going into the draft, and we can be a little bit more selective about selecting a good player. And we could potentially pick another center back because there are a couple of very good center backs in the draft, but there's also a lot of attacking talent. So we, obviously this Parker thing just happened. I think we'll take our day tomorrow to really focus on our guy. Obviously, we have a list of about 40 players right now that we've ranked. From best, just purely on their ability, from best to worst, let's say, from 1 to 40. And tomorrow we'll really dig into that and figure out what the best scenario for us will be.
All right, that'll be interesting on Thursday with the draft. It's a great mechanism to get players that don't count heavily against the salary cap and could be great future pros. Boniac Garcia, Minor Figueroa, are they going to be re-signed? Is that something that's still in the works and being discussed?
Well, I believe Minor has already signed. I think he's been signed for a couple of weeks now. I think the Boniac thing is something that's ongoing. It's a conversation, but of course, I'd like to have both of them back. And I've been pretty clear about that. They're important pieces. As much as we want to say, hey, we want to get younger, we want to get more athletic, all those things, I think there are certain type of people on the team that make the team better. On and off the field, and both of those guys are, I think, examples to everyone else. So, and we need them, and we'd like to move forward with both.
Tab Ramos joining us here, a tremendous insight here onto the Houston Dynamo and what's happening. So, is there any way we can ask you what would be the priority now? Is it another defender? Is it another midfielder? What would be the priority in the head coach's mind, Tab Ramos, right now when it would come to a next signing?
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to add one more player in the back. I think that would help. We likely could add another player at midfield. But we'll see. We'll see what comes up over the next week. We're not desperate to add right now. I'd like to see, when we get a little bit more information about when we're going to start preseason. And take our time a little bit. We already have another player identified that we'd likely get moving on quickly over the next couple of days. But it depends. It depends. We're not desperate, and that puts us in a good situation to negotiate.
Tab, I got to think you're feeling pretty good right now with some of these signings and getting some of the players that you really wanted. So I know the work doesn't stop, but you must feel pretty satisfied. You got some key pieces here.
I do. I actually do. Obviously, as a coach, I think every coach in the world, including Real Madrid and Man City, everybody is always saying that, hey, we could use a couple extra players, right? Everybody says the same thing. But at the end of the day, I think you got to look at your team and see what you have, and see if you're happy with the players you have. And I'm looking forward to coaching this team. I'm looking forward to the guys we brought in, blending in with the guys we already had. And we'll see what happens. But excited about this season and getting started and changing the dynamic of what this team has been over the last couple of years.
Well, Tab, listen, thank you so much for enlightening us tonight here. It's always great to have you on the program. We love having you on, and I think the communication with the fan base and me personally, I love the interviews with you. Thank you for that. And listen, congratulations. Good luck in the draft on Thursday, and we look forward to having you back on.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Tab Ramos. Some great insight there into the new signings. Fafa Pico, Joe Corona, Maxi Arruti, Tim Parker, Tyler Pascher. Pascher's got some tendencies that seem very similar to me to one Johnny Russell at Sporting Kansas City. Now, listen, I understand what you're saying. Well, it's got to translate to MLS. But Tab Ramos has confidence in him and that it will. So, exciting good times. We're seeing some things here that seem to make sense in putting this all together, getting the right characters in, and also getting the athleticism improved and positional needs as well. So this is great stuff. Exciting stuff for the Houston Dynamo and Tab Ramos. We'll take a break. It's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to John and his firm. Personal injury attorneys, DaspitLaw.com. They work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. And they do get soccer on the air. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.